This is where they have a chance to succeed. Essentially, this is a rival league. Right? So when we look at the history of rival leagues, what's been their failure? Whether it's the Federal League in baseball, the USFL, the original one, the World Football League, the WHA, the ABA. So when you're looking at rival leagues, why have they failed? They have failed because essentially they're all going bankrupt. Okay? That's really what it comes down to. They weren't able to pay their bills. They were able, in some cases, to force mergers. Federal League, no. World Football League, no. USFL, no. But the WHA got four into the NHL. And the ABA got four into the NBA. Okay. But those weren't the only four teams in the WHA. And those weren't the only four teams in the ABA. The AFL was able to survive, but you know, the AFL, to their credit, they did it right. So what's the difference now with this league, LIV? They've got deep pockets, Matt. Deep pockets. They've got legitimate big time cash behind them, and that's why they've got a chance to succeed with this. Dustin Johnson going was a big blow for the PGA Tour. Kevin Na, like, at least, you know, as a player, I mean, you know, most of the other guys are older that are names. Lee Westwood, obviously Mickelson's 51, Sergio Garcia. You know, a lot of these guys can maybe get a win at some point down the road here, but they're no longer consistent. Or if ever winning again on the PGA Tour. For the PGA Tour, this is what they have to worry about. Is there a point where you lose McIlroy? Is there a point where you lose Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth? You know, one or two guys where you go, whoa. Because these guys are going to pay money. The pockets are incredibly deep. And that is the big difference here in all of this. Now here's what, if I'm the PGA Tour, this is what I worry about. And I'm going to compare it to the suit's favorite sport. The suit's two favorite topics are IndyCar racing and himself. And when years ago, IRL, Indy Racing League, and of course they controlled the Indianapolis 500, and CART broke away. And CART, when they broke away with all the big names, especially Mario and Michael Andretti. But CART broke away with all the big names. And when they did, none of them raced in Indianapolis. And I think to this day, Indianapolis has not recovered. To this day, I don't think Indianapolis is still a big race. Indianapolis does have an aura to it, but I think it could have been even more so had they not had the breakaway. I think the breakaway damaged the series, if not forever, it's been long-term damage. That's what the PGA Tour, this is where they are kind of walking a fine line. How about that with all this? And I know they're taking the line in the sand. That, you know, you do this, you're out. And I think they're trying to do that to keep other people from jumping over. But I'm not, you know, I'm not saying that the, you know, LIV becomes the dominant tour or anything like that. Because I mean, I think they're only playing one event here in the United States, and I don't know what their TV deal is.
It's just YouTube. That's what I was saying before.
Yeah, but they've got money, though. See, they've got deep, deep money. They can survive, and if they start, you know, who's to say they don't go out and carve out a TV deal with somebody? Now, remember, anybody can play in the U.S. Open. Mickelson can, Johnson can. They can all play, right? You want to know why? It's a USGA event. It's not a PGA event. That's why they can. And if Mickelson wants to play in the Senior Open, he can. It's a USGA event. They're not sanctioned by the PGA. But first of all, they haven't played a tournament yet. And people, okay, know they're here. Okay, got it. You're right about YouTube. I agree with you. You need a TV deal. But that doesn't mean they won't get one. And they're offering so much money to people. Matt, it's unbelievable how much money they are offering.
Oh, I know. But like you said, if they don't get that TV deal, they won't be able to sustain that. At least in my view.
But I think, but again, TV deal aside, you were not talking about a poor group. They're being backed by Saudi money, and there's a ton of it. Hey, man, how much are you paying for gas? It went over $5 a gallon here today.
Yeah, in some places here. You know, I get it. I get it.
And guess who just raised their price on a barrel of oil? The Saudis did. They just did it. And that's part of what the backing of all this is. They've got tons of cash. That's what's going to make them such a formidable opponent in all this. Because they can offer guarantees that other people can't do. That's what makes this tough.